I believe that the principle of making commitments is central to the entire gospel plan. Another more sacred and spiritual name for a commitment is a covenant or an oath. We are the covenant children of the Lord. A covenant is a contract entered into by two parties and binding upon both. In the waters of baptism, we enter into a covenant or promise to keep the commandments of the Lord. He in turn gives us a promise that if we are true to our promise, He will give us peace in this world and eternal life in the world to come. The sacrament renews the covenant of baptism, which has in it the two-way contract or promise. We promise or witness unto the Father to take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ, to keep the commandments He has given to us, and to always remember Him. He in turn promises that if we do so, we will have His Spirit to be with us. If Satan could eliminate or distort the concept of making covenants, he would achieve his end. For covenant making is the vital part of the divine system ordained in the premortal life for the growth and development of God's children toward eternal life. Why is it so vital? We are all conditioned heavily by our past experiences. These influence our present reactions and behavior, and therefore they influence our future, because our present becomes the future. If we become enslaved to our past habits and conditioning, this process will be self-reinforcing and circular, and we will never be able to rise out of it. But if we become enlightened and knowledgeable about what we should do, and we learn to marshal all of the forces within ourselves and within our hearts and our minds to make a commitment with a full knowledge of what costs and sacrifices that commitment may mean, all the forces within and without us will be unified, and the blessings of heaven will be secured upon us so that we can break loose of this tremendous gravity pull of the past and of past habits. If our commitment inside can be deep enough, and our awareness of the costs and sacrifices involved realistic enough, we can break loose of the past. And even though the energy and power necessary to do this are tremendous at the beginning, once we have broken loose of past habits and traditions and environmental influences which have so conditioned and enslaved us before, we then have almost unlimited freedom and power to accomplish many things. True freedom, therefore, is internal, not external, as often defined by the world. External freedom is opportunity, or the availability of alternatives to choose from. But internal freedom is the capacity and the willingness to make such choices. People who are heavily conditioned to one response to a particular situation have no internal freedom. They are slaves to their own passions or appetites. All of this points to the tremendous value of making commitments or covenants with the Lord. Daily private prayer is an ideal time to renew our promises and commitments and to enter into a new commitment that day to follow the counsel given through the still, small voice. My experience with this promising phase of the prayer process has taught me that it will bring more reality and sense of responsibility, more honesty and true humility than can come in almost any other way, except perhaps by the sheer force of unhappy circumstance. I learned this principle while working with missionaries and doing missionary work. When we earnestly sought the Lord to help us find a family we could teach the gospel to, and when we thought very carefully about the law upon which this blessing is predicated, we would ask ourselves if we were willing to obey that law. If we were unwilling to make such a commitment, then it was better not to seek the blessing, but rather to seek another blessing, perhaps lesser, that we are in need of, and to obey the law on which that blessing was predicated. Feeling and thereby promising to obey the law on which the blessing is predicated caused a level of unity and harmony we had not known before inside ourselves or between companions. We moved forward with sincerity and integrity and obeyed that law, and we learned how the Lord works. He performs His work and His miracles through the instrumentality or agency of His servants. If He has a servant He can trust, that servant will be used in the Lord's way. Principle number 5 of prayer, the principle of believing. The Savior told His disciples on both continents and in both the Meridian dispensation and the last dispensation, "Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in My name, which is right, believing ye shall receive, behold, it shall be given unto you." He also said in a modern revelation, "If ye are purified and cleansed from all sin, Ye shall ask what you will in the name of Jesus, and it shall be done. But know this, it shall be given you what you shall ask. To my understanding, the Lord is telling us that our attitudes or frames of mind, heart, and spirit are of crucial importance in releasing the true power of prayer. While this seems obvious, I believe it to not be very common. Too often we place our faith in the seen realities rather than in the unseen God and His promises to us. We then call ourselves realistic. But with the Lord, nothing is impossible. If the thing we request is right, that is, if it is wise from the Lord's point of view, even though all the seen realities might shout at us that it cannot be done, and if we pray in faith, believing that it can be done, and that it is right, and put ourselves in alliance with God in doing our part, the Lord will work His miracles. I have come to believe from my own experience that many times faith in the Lord Jesus Christ just begins when, quote, it cannot be done, unquote. When all of the seen realities combine together to hedge up the way and people mock and ridicule. The doubts of cynics are self-fulfilling and support their cynicism, just as the righteous hopes of believers are also self-fulfilling. The popular expression, seeing is believing, is incorrect. Believing is seeing. So too in prayer. If preparation is adequate, if there has been sincere expression, listening, and committing, then the person who prays should go forth in a believing attitude, knowing that the Lord will grant the requested blessing if it is right, and if the person does his or her part. One person plus God comprise a majority, for God is all-knowing and all-powerful. A miracle to us is to Him the operation of a higher natural law. When the brother of Jared held up 16 stones for the Lord to touch and make shine, he did it in a believing attitude. And in a sense, he testified to God that he knew God had the power to touch the stones and make them shine forth in darkness. The Lord did so. The brother of Jared then requested to see the Lord himself. The Lord asked him if he believed the words that he would speak. The brother of Jared testified that he knew that God was a God of truth and that he did believe, and the Lord thus showed himself to the brother of Jared. Principle number 6, the principle of doing. If I keep my promise, and if I am true to the commitment made in prayer, and then report back at night on my stewardship or my assignment for that day, I will feel inside myself a sense of integrity. The Lord will be telling me that He is pleased with my work. If I go through all of the other steps but neglect the sixth and last step, that is the step of doing, I will find myself unable to go through all of the steps again until I have repented and prepared myself for two-way communication. If I go through all of the steps with the exception of commitment, I will find that my doing step will be rather easily uprooted by the pressures of environment and the pull of habit and personality. If I do not adequately prepare myself and attempt to go through the rest of the steps, my commitment will be shallow, and I will not be a doer. I need to prepare. I need to commit. I need to do. They serve and reinforce each other. Together, the six principles of prayer: preparing, expressing, listening, committing, believing, and doing, comprise a whole gospel way of life oriented and centered on God and His Son, Jesus Christ.